This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Nobody in Kansas City has sports like 96.5 The Fan.
Right side throw, touchdown! Kansas City, a 3-yard touchdown pass in overtime. Kansas City wins the game.
Welcome into The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
Back-to-back best sports talk host as voted on in the Pitch magazine.
Live from the Fan Studios, here's CDOT.
Let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. You are listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. Let me set the tone right off of the bat. I promise you there will be gaps in the show where we welcome your phone calls. We're not going to have anarchy on the phone lines, but I promise you, we will have pockets in every hour of the show. If you want to call in, if you agree, if you disagree, if you just want to vent or go on a rant, there will be opportunities to do so. I also feel it's very important to give this disclaimer. I cannot recap everything I think about the Chiefs game in the first 10 minutes of the show. Because, Rob, you know how it goes. Why don't you talk about this? The show's 4 hours long. Trust me. Whatever you are thinking, I will get to at some point in the show. If you have a thought, text it in. The reason I feel that this disclaimer is important was, you know, we have that time where, you know, the morning show and the midday show, they have to interact. The morning show is leaving the studio. The midday show is coming in. So we have that exact same thing with the midday show. So I usually try to give them a dap. We shake hands. We talk, you know, just camaraderie kind of things. Well, you know, Logan is filling in right now while Cody is out. And Logan comes up to me and gives me a pound and says, the text line is very reasonable today. I don't have the text line open right now. I already know how you guys are. I've been here before. If it's anything like my Twitter mentions, I already know the energy. So again, I promise you we will get to everything. I also promise you that we will take your phone calls, 913-586-7965. My name is Carrington Harrison. Happy to be here, all things considered, because we certainly have a lot to talk about in today's show. Before we get to it, I got to remind you guys of a couple of things. Number one, I need you listening to The Drive each day at 2 o'clock right here on 96.5 The Fan. Win or lose, I need you listening at 2 o'clock on 96.5 The Fan. I understand this week if you don't want to tell one friend to listen to the show. I get it this week. So maybe I should just leave that out of the open. Like, I just leave that out. You know what? Just as long as you listen at 2 o'clock, maybe this week don't tell anybody. You know what? I'll give you a week off. The holidays are coming up. I'll give you a week off. And number three, and most importantly, I need you to remember that the open of the show is brought to you by our friends over at The Other Place. So if you're looking for somewhere to watch Monday Night Football, maybe you want to watch Kansas tomorrow, and you're looking for a place to grab something to eat, maybe you want to get a drink, you want to have a good time, well, go see our friends over at The Other Place. This is where I would like to start, Because in some ways, I'm mad at myself that we didn't spend more time talking about this last week and how none of us in Kansas City caught this. So there was an interview that was done last week by Maxwell Hairston, very talented corner. He plays for the Buffalo Bills. And he was talking to Taylor Dunn of Go Long. And he said this, and I think it's really important because we have to understand how we got here with the Kansas City Chiefs. So he was asked about Kansas City's offense. This is a rookie. This was somebody who was playing SEC football last year at the University of Kentucky. Let me tell you what he said. Quote, it was about finding a difference in Xavier Worthy's posture and his effort, for real, when he knows he's not getting it, when it's a run. So I was just applying what I saw from the film room and taking it out to the field. There are tells that everybody gives. It's just about finding it. There was a player last week on the Buffalo Bills that said, we have been studying, we have been watching film on the Chiefs, and we have picked up on what they do. The Chiefs kind of laughed it off. We kind of laughed it off. We didn't really spend any amount of time last week talking that a player who just entered the league was able to spot something. Now, the Chiefs called him crazy, and it went kind of under the radar, but you know what? As I was listening to the Chiefs and their reaction to losing this game to the Broncos, did you know that Chris Jones basically said the exact same thing about the Denver Broncos? Listen to this.
Great film study for them because they called it out. I heard them calling it out. They actually switched the line. If you watch the film, you can see Bo Nix kind of switched the line. So they knew it. We got to do a better job at disguising.
This is what I think happened. I think the Chiefs are a television show that have gone on for one season too long. If you really take a look at the National Football League, and maybe more specifically the AFC, the AFC is drastically changing, and the Chiefs aren't changing. Look at the division. When this journey first started, at one point, Brandon Staley was the head coach in this division. At one point, Vance Joseph and Vic Fangio were the head coaches. Who knows who the Raiders have had? But if you want to try to catch up with Kansas City, you have to radically change your coaching staff to be able to keep up. You think that you can just throw some Rudy Poos and go against Andy Reid? Absolutely not. So as an organization, you got to spend a little bit of money. And who do you go get? You go get a Pete Carroll. You go get a Sean Payton. You go get a Harbaugh. And that helps close the gap. So some of the advantages that the Kansas City Chiefs have had throughout the course of this run, they have been shrinking right before our eyes, and we didn't notice it. Look at the talent on the field. Look at the sideline. Look at the coaching staff. The Chiefs are the same, and we all laugh and joke about it. When the Chiefs need a defensive tackle, they don't go outside the family. When the Chiefs need a defensive tackle, they trade a pick to go bring back Derek Nnadi. When the Chiefs need some defensive line help, we're not even entertaining the possibility that they could go out and spend a third round, fourth round pick to go get somebody outside the family. No, it's bring back Mike Pinnell. No, it's Colin Saunders is available. You got to go get Colin Saunders. We specifically joke about it on this show that the Chiefs only know 75 players in the National Football League. And if I know that, and you know that, how do we not think that the other teams knew this? So I think the problem is twofold. Number one, I think the aura for the Chiefs is gone. Not a team in the league is afraid of them anymore. They used to be. They're not afraid of the offense that used to just rain deep passes and be able to put up 30, 40 points. We're talking about an offense that was completely healthy, an offense that spent all this money to rebuild that offensive line. We're talking about a team that has a first ballot Hall of Fame tight end that is playing as well as he's played in the last 3 years. We're talking about a team that spent a first round pick at wide receiver, a team that spent a second round pick on wide receiver, team that went out in free agency. They scored 19 points, fully healthy, rested, off a bye. Not a single team in the National Football League is afraid of Kansas City's offense anymore. They've seen it. Max just told you that. Chris Jones is telling you that. Hey, man, these teams know what we're doing now. The Chiefs have stayed stagnant while the rest of the league every single day has woke up thinking of ways how to beat them. And we sat back and, oh, then, you know what? They always figure it out. I mean, as long as they got Mahomes and they got Andy Reid, they'll figure it out. We can't see that it's grown stale. We can't see that what used to work in 2022 and 2023, it doesn't work anymore in 2025. This is a team that last year probably was an 11-12 win team. And we all just, hey, they always figure it out. I mean, that's what being a champion is. Late fourth quarter, you kick field goals or block a kick or make a play. We just make more plays than these other teams. But now that the pendulum has swung a little bit, these teams continue to adjust, continue to draft well, continue to make moves in free agency and doing everything they can to keep pace with you because you've set the standard. They've closed the gap. There is not a tremendous gap between the Chiefs and these other teams in the National Football League. Some of that, I think, is what happened in the Super Bowl, and I think we all just didn't give enough respect to the fact of it is impossible for you to get beat the way the Chiefs got beat, and you leave that the same way. The same way that we saw in Rocky III, and I know it's a movie, but you walk in there, the champion, and you got knocked out in the third round? You can't walk around with the same era of invincibility because everybody else thinks they can do it too. And that's what we've seen. Rob made this point when we were getting ready for the show. Look at the teams that have beat Kansas City so far this year. It's all teams that have played them a bunch. It's Philadelphia that's seen Kansas City multiple times. It's the Chargers that are in the same division as them. It's the Broncos. These are teams that know Kansas City, that study Kansas City. And they know offensively what you're going to do and what you're not going to do. I'm reading the tweets from friend of the show, Mitchell Swartz, and he was saying in the fourth quarter, the Broncos don't even respect the play action from the Chiefs because they know they're not going to run it. Their best defensive player is telling you, he said that the Broncos are calling out our defenses. Listen to this.
Great field study for them because they called it out. I heard them calling it out. They actually switched the line. If you watch the film, you can see Bo Nix kind of switched the line. So they knew it. We got to do a better job at disguising.
We should have saw this. All of us. I'm guilty. You're guilty. They're guilty. For the last 2 weeks, their opponents have been telling us, we're watching Rush Hour 3. It's the same jokes. They were really good the first movie. Maybe even better the second time. Man, by the third time, it got a little bit stale, and we moved on from the series. This is the artist that has made the same album now 4 years in a row. You've heard this sound before. And while new artists are coming up and reinventing and figure out new ways, and the Chiefs are just the Chiefs, and that worked for a very, very long period of time. But at this point, it's time for the Chiefs to just breathe some new energy. Now, some of the things are going to stay the same. Obviously, they're not getting rid of their head coach. They're not getting rid of their quarterback. Can you continue to have the same offensive voices that you've been having? Can you continue to have Matt Nagy around on defense? Hey, maybe it's time to switch up some of these position groups. When it comes to special teams, for the amount of emphasis that the Chiefs have put on special teams and their head coach, they should have the best special teams unit in the National Football League. Does anybody feel that way? They pay their kicker more than any team in the National Football League. Now, assistant coaches' salaries are not public, but I'm guessing that Dave Tobe makes more than any special teams coach in the National Football League. Do you see that play itself out on Sunday? Maybe you guys think I'm wrong. 913-586-7965. But I think the signs have been there. I think the Chiefs are mentally different. And I think that the way that teams treat the Chiefs is different after the Super Bowl. I think it took something out of them. And I also, I'm listening to what the players in the National Football League are saying, and they have figured out this version of the Chiefs. So when they need a wide receiver, who do they go get? They go get guys they know. Hey, we know what the Chiefs are going to do. We laugh and joke about it as a fan base. When the Chiefs need a running back, oh, Kareem Hunt's available? Of course they go get him. They are predictable. They eat the same thing for dinner. They shop at the same places. It is a marriage that has gotten stale. So at some point, you either got to switch things up, do something a little bit different, or it is a marriage that will fail. And right now in this analogy, the marriage that has failed is they are in danger of missing the playoffs. In the middle of a dynasty, a team that has been to 5 of the last 6 Super Bowls, they are in danger of outright missing the postseason because of Jacksonville. Because of the Chargers. We laugh at the Chargers. They are in danger of missing the playoffs because of teams we have laughed about. But these teams are getting new coaches and getting new quarterbacks and making trades. And the Chiefs they're the Chiefs. And that worked for a long time. It worked better than anybody expected it to. But at some point, you got to hire a new showrunner. You got to get some new writers. You got to have some new punchlines. You need some fresh energies. The rest of the league is telling you that they have caught up, and we are seeing it play itself out every single Sunday in the National Football League. We can take your phone calls on the other side, 913-586-7965. Let's talk about what Sean Payton said, because, again, somebody from the outside, they know exactly what is coming with the Chiefs. I'll explain. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison, a show that prides itself on getting it right.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 96.5, The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
We're going to take phone calls in 10 minutes, 913-586-7965. So if you want to chime in, you can do so, 913-586-7965. Or you can just text in as usual, and we will read it. Our Monday football coverage is presented by Busey Bank, where they're focused on your success. At Busey Bank, they've been building business and growing wealth since 1868. To learn more, all you need to do is check out BuseyBank.com. I want to read this text to you guys very quickly. C-Dot, how much of the Chiefs' struggles do you think have to deal with them always picking in the back half of the draft and also playing so many games? That is certainly part of it, 100%. I don't think that that has anything to do with the fact that Chris Jones is telling you that the Broncos were able to call out their plays. That has nothing to do with where you select in the draft. The Broncos know the Chiefs. The Chargers know the Chiefs. The Eagles know the Chiefs. We've seen this team. We know what they do. And I think you have seen the league catch up to Kansas City in a way. And now it is time to readjust. It is time to reinvent yourself. That's what I think the market is telling you. That's what I think your competitors are telling you to do. Let me play this audio for you guys just to continue to strengthen my point here. usually those coach interviews, they don't really say a whole lot. I mean, we see Andy when he's walking off the field. I mean, we're going to go in the back and we're going to work on it. They don't really say anything, but sometimes you get a gem. Sometimes a coach will let you in on what they're thinking. And for Sean Payton to say this to 30 million people is telling. Listen to this.
We've done a good job. Obviously, there's a certain way a game's going to unfold. And this is to our advantage, we think. Offensively, we'll pick it up here. We converted some third downs. We had good field position with the return game. But the team we're playing is more of a first half team. I like the way our defense is playing. That's a key matchup.
The team we are playing is more of a first half team. Listen to that. And I also want you to think about, he said this when you believe that the other team has Michael Jordan on their team. He said this when you believe that the other team has Sunday Tiger Woods on their team. Closers, finishers, Mamba mentality. The team we are playing is much more of a first half team. This is how I hear that. I hear that as Sean Payton saying, when it's scripted, when the Chiefs practice their first 15, 25 plays, man, they're really difficult. And we got to weather that. We got a game plan for that. But once we get away from that and it's about flow and feel and execution and coaching, we don't think that they're that much better than us. We have seen a Broncos team that is 5-0 this year when trailing in the fourth quarter. That used to be the Chiefs' MO. It didn't matter time, score, situation, whatever it was. The Chiefs would always figure out a way to make one or two more plays late, and that was the difference. I mean, we can go through the fourth quarter. I got it written down. I rewatched the game this morning. In the fourth quarter of this game, money time, where you expect your championship-level team to rise above a team that had been this before against a Broncos team that we were openly mocking last week. Oh, look what you guys did against the Raiders. Oh, look at what you guys did against the Jets. I don't believe. Look what you did against the Giants. That's what we all were saying this last week, so I'm putting myself in this category. I picked the Chiefs to win. I thought they were going to outclass the Broncos. In the fourth quarter, blocked extra point, false start to begin a drive, another Creed Humphrey, skip it snap. For somebody who's the best center in the National Football League, he's playing a lot of hop it. He's playing four square. I mean, we could think of countless times. You got to get the snap. It's third down. Let's have a clean snap to execute the timing of the play. No, just like he's at the lake, just a little skip. So this is the fourth quarter. This is money time. Sean Payton is telling you that he thinks the Chiefs are more of a first half team than a second half team. And then in the second half of the game, they get another Jawan Taylor penalty that always just seems to take a big play off the board. Their quarterback throws an interception in the red zone for the second time at an absolutely critical juncture in the game when you gotta get points. You know that points are a premium. So Jawan Taylor penalty, Mahomes red zone interception, block extra point, false start to kick off a drive. So now, instead of starting the drive at one and first and 10, it's now first and 15 before we even got going. Terrible snap. Two consecutive three and outs in which you didn't try to run the football. It's kind of hard to tell you that Sean Payton's wrong. I'd love to sit here. When did this happen? Because the Chiefs have been the second half team over the last 5 years. They have been the closing team in the National Football League. And I'll take it one step further. In American sports over the last 5 years, they've been the team that when it's 4 minutes to go, you better watch out. They'll figure out a way. Mahomes will put a drive together. They'll kick a field goal. Kelsey will make a big play. They've been that team now for 5-6 seasons. Sean Payton laughed at that. I mean, the team we're playing, they're much more of a first half team, so we'll figure it out. And they did. Say what you want about Bo Nix. On the final drive of the game, 3rd and 15, 20-yard pass, 3rd and 5, completion, move the sticks, big play down the middle of the field to Troy Franklin, game-winning field goal. We just saw Bo Nix outperform Patrick Mahomes in the fourth quarter of a gotta-have-it game. I'm going to say that again in case you missed it. Bo Nix, who is the 19th best quarterback in the National Football League, in a gotta-have-it tie ball game late, outplayed Patrick Mahomes. And their coach stood there and told Tracy Wolfson, yeah, the Chiefs are a first-half team. You should be embarrassed. All of these comments are starting to add up to me. Whether it's Hairston saying that he can tell when the Chiefs are passing or run based off Xavier Worthy's body language. Chris Jones saying that the Broncos are able to call out and we got to do a better job disguising what we're doing. And then Sean Payton just said the Chiefs aren't closers. And then proved it. And then went out and he did the talking and the walking on Sunday. Let's go to the phone lines. If you want to call in, now's the perfect time to do so. 913-586-7965. 913-586-7965. We got a couple minutes to take some phone calls here. Franklin, you're first up today, my man. Appreciate you calling in.
Okay. I have a couple points, right? So the inefficiencies on our team is running back and defensive end, right? We can't get any pressure, and we got a bad running game. Those are two first-round draft pick misses. That's on Veach. We missed on Clyde Edwards-Helaire. We missed on FAU. Now that is coming back to haunt us. Number two, I'm trying to understand where Patrick Mahomes' accuracy down the field went. At one time, if you had somebody running wide open like Tyreek down the field, he was hitting them every time. When is the last time he threw the ball over a defender, it landed in the person's hand, and they could just keep running to the end zone? Most of his deep passes, they got to wait on it. They got to turn around, things like that. Like, where is the accuracy? Like, I don't understand it. And these losses have to be on Andy Reid. Every time we ran out of the I formation yesterday, Kareem Hunt got 5 to 10 yards. Yet we never did it twice. Romo was calling for it. Just run it two times in a row. Why can't they see that, but everybody else can?
Franklin, that's a great point, man. I appreciate the phone call. We were going to talk about the run game here. I'm at my wit's end with the run game. It's like when you've been kind of begging your partner to change. Hey, this is really what I need. I need better communication. I need more teamwork. I need you to do more. Okay, babe, I'm going to be better. You're not. They don't know how to run the football. That's just where I am with watching the Chiefs play. They don't know how to run the football effectively. They don't want to run the football effectively. They don't want to show a commitment to running the football. This is what I mean by it's just time for new voices, new energy, new input. This team has stayed stagnant for much too long. The Chiefs, in my opinion, completely leaned on the, well, we won 15 games, so we'll run it back. That's a really good philosophy. But for a team that had some deficiencies in the running back room, for a team that had some deficiencies on the defensive line, all they did was draft Josh Simmons. That's all they did. All offseason. That's the only difference from this year's team to last year's team. How are the Broncos different this year? How are the Eagles different this year? What about Buffalo? Like, we can go up and down the national. How about New England? Think of the teams that are now your competitors. How are the Colts different this year? The Chiefs, their difference was Josh Simmons. That's it. It's the same team as last year. Healthier, for sure. You didn't have Rice. You didn't have Hollywood Brown. You didn't have these guys. They were not available. But this is the same team that they ran back again, while the rest of the AFC is hungry, trying to catch up, working out. Let's go back to the phone lines. 913-586-7965. Actually, Rob, I want to get your thoughts on the run game. It is important, so I know that we have to talk about it, and I want to talk about the run game. I just feel every week you and I come on here and we say the same thing, and then we watch the games, and the Chiefs do the exact same thing, and now we're in this rat race. They're not going to run the football effectively. Like, I don't trust them to do it. If you couldn't do it after the bye week, where you had 2 weeks and we all were joking, oh, you know, Andy's in the basement. He's watching 1972 college football. If they didn't do that to give their quarterback the support that he needed, and he's throwing it 42 times and they scored 19 points against a defense that didn't have their best defensive player in Patrick Surtain. They didn't have their best defensive player, and they also didn't have their middle linebacker, and you couldn't get anything going offensively. Every single week, I don't know what to do. I, I, I don't know what to do. This is where we are with their run game. They're not going to run the football successfully. That's where we're at.
I don't even know. We agree. They're not going to do it successfully. It's just, it's a waste of my breath, my energy, your breath, your energy, to have the same conversation. Is it chicken or the egg? Do they not run because they can't run, or do they not commit to it, and that's why they do? I don't know. I don't know if it's Reed. I don't know if it's the O-line. I don't know if it's net. I don't know who to blame, but they don't run the ball. That's sentence one. They just don't do it. They do not run the ball. This is the second time in back-to-back games, I guess that's an obvious comment, where Andy Reid has gone into halftime, and I don't know what happens at halftime. He looks at the computer. He looks at the whiteboard. I don't know what an NFL locker room looks like at halftime. But he goes into the locker room at halftime and just decides, I'm done running. Did they run the ball in the second half? I know they literally did. I can look at the drive sheet. They did. But it was zero effectiveness. It was zero memorable. And when the game was on the line, when they had a chance to fire a kill shot, and we talked today about, oh, the AFC West is back wide open. You know what they did? They threw it six times. So I don't know if it's Kareem Hunt's fault. I don't care whose fault it is. They just don't.
Kareem Hunt,
they
ain't one calling the plays. I can't be mad at Kareem. Kareem played well yesterday.
I mean, to be fair, this morning I was listening to Bob and Dusty, and Kling was on the show, and he said every time Kareem Hunt came off the field, he was exhausted. So, I mean, maybe be in better shape after the bye week, and we can run you more than seven times.
Text line 913-586-7965. CDOT, be fair. The Colts' big difference was they went out and got Daniel Jones, so they improved at quarterback. Last year, the Colts, their quarterbacks completed 56% of their passes, had 20 touchdown passes, and 19 interceptions. This year at quarterback, the Colts are completing 70% of their passes. Their quarterback has 15 touchdowns, and they've thrown 7 interceptions. So you're right. Their improvement was going to get Daniel Jones, which is a significant upgrade from Anthony Richardson. So the Colts improved. The Patriots improved. The Broncos improved. Do we feel the Chiefs improved this offseason? We are seeing the results play themselves out. Let's go back to the phone lines, 913-586-7965. Let's go to Jerry. Jerry called into the show. Hey, Jerry, good afternoon, my man.
Hey, how's it going, C-Dub?
Doing good, man.
Just, I played offensive line in high school, played it in college, and if you watch Juwan Taylor, anybody that watches him can tell what we're doing. Whenever we're running, he doesn't pump his legs. When we're getting ready to pass the ball, he will literally get into his stance. And if you watch, he'll pump that right foot 3 or 4 times. He's trying to get his footing so he can shoot off backwards. So, I mean, if I could see it sitting at home on the couch, surely they could see it on the field.
And, Jerry, trust me, they're seeing it. I'm watching Juwan Taylor play. They're seeing it. I appreciate the phone call. They've seen it with Juwan Taylor. He was doing so well, too. He was avoiding the big penalty. He was doing great. We stopped talking about Juwan Taylor. There was no reason to talk about him. He was playing well. Well, I mean, third quarter of a close division game, 1st and 10 from the 20-yard line. Chiefs get 17 yards. They're about to get the ball on the 3-yard line where it's Kareem Hunt time. What do you know? See a yellow flag on the field. Oh, you know who it's on. False start, 74. Illegal formation. Bro, I can't wait till we're over the Juwan Taylor thing. It's almost over. We don't have that too. We don't have too much more time left. But the Juwan Taylor illegal formation penalty or false start, oh, it is always right around the corner. It's just that's what you got to deal with if you're the Chiefs. That's a coaching thing. I don't want to hear this. Well, Chris Collinsworth, bro, that was 3 years ago now. I don't want to hear about that game anymore. Stop talking to me about the opening Thursday game 2 years ago and how Chris Collinsworth pointed out that he was continuously leaving early. Let's go back to the phone lines, 913-586-7965. Both Ken and Michael are both blaming two completely different people. Let's start with Michael. Michael, how you doing, man?
Good. What's going on, C-Dot?
Doing good, man.
So I cannot comprehend how this offense isn't better. Like, the O-line is good. The receiving corps is good. Mahomes, I feel like it has to just be on Reed at this point. Maybe some Nagy, you can lump him in there. And then you pay the interior offensive line like $50 million a year, and you don't even run the ball. Like, if Caliendo was in there for Trey Smith, would anything be different this year? Like, I don't think it would be.
I appreciate the phone call, Michael. We're going to talk about this more coming up at 3 o'clock, and we can talk about it now, too. I mean, he's quarterback of the team. The Chiefs' offense is built around Patrick Mahomes being special. That's what it's built around. It is built around Patrick Mahomes being a superhero. That's what it's built off of. And a problem with Mahomes, for as great as he is, he doesn't have those superhero moments as frequently as he used to. I mean, there was a stretch there where just every week he was doing something that just completely wowed you. No look passes, little flip to Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Their offense is built around, they have maybe the most talented quarterback in the history of the National Football League. If you take that away from them and they have just a good quarterback like they have, not a superhero, you are seeing some of the flaws. We'll talk about the deep ball at this point. It is a low percentage play. We talk about dink and dunk and wanting their offense to be more dynamic. I mean, the Chiefs take chances down the field. They just can't convert any of those chances. Let's go back to the phone lines. Ken called into the show today. Ken, how you doing, my man?
I'm good, thank you. Thanks for having me.
No problem, man.
I think the problem is the former Bears coach, Matt Nagy. I think the team was a lot better when they hear Eric Bieniemy. I don't think Nagy is a offensive coach. I don't think he's a quarterback's coach. I think he's more of a quarterback killer and an offense killer. His offense is stagnant. To your point, they have so many weapons. I think the other guy said as well. They have so many weapons on that team, and they are not opening up that playbook where Mahomes can do his magic. And I think that is the issue, that is the challenge there as well. And then two, you have to know how to be able to call players with a mix of veteran players with the younger receivers. I mean, you got some fast receivers on that team. There's no reason why they should not be going out to it. Now, don't get me wrong. Mahomes did overthrow a few players that he did do. But the trick plays, where are they? And I think that's the problem because it keeps the defense on their toes.
Absolutely, Ken. Great phone call, man. Really appreciate it. At this point, I don't really care how the rest of the season goes, at least in regards to this take. I want the Chiefs to get a true number one running back, and I want the Chiefs to get a new offensive coordinator next year. I just think it's time. That's it. I think it's time. I think they need a new offensive voice is what I think they need. I think they need somebody who is willing to stand up to Andy Reid. I think they need somebody with new ideas and new vision. I think they need a voice that makes Pat uncomfortable. I think one of the problems with Patrick Mahomes is he has built a very comfortable infrastructure. That's good, right? It's good. I don't know if Pat's challenged every day by the infrastructure that they have up. I think the one thing I will agree with, and I've always made this point about Bieniemy, I think it's a little bit unfair. I mean, Bieniemy had the best version of Tyreek Hill and the best version of Travis Kelce, is I think that Bieniemy is just willing to make the guys around him uncomfortable and challenge them in a way. When's the last time that you've seen their offensive coordinator and their quarterback coach challenge their quarterback? When's the last time you've seen Andy challenge it? From all sides, training, nutrition, all of those things. I think Pat, like most people, has developed a routine. Hey, this is how it works. We got a good infrastructure around. I think the Chiefs need to try something different. I think they need to just switch it up. You need new energy, new voices, new everything. I think they just need something new. And you would have thought that them losing in the Super Bowl the way that they did would have caused the new. But I think they just lean more on the, well, we won 15 games, which you did. You won 15 games. Maybe missing the playoffs is what they need to realize, hey, we got to reinvent ourselves. We got to think outside the box. Why do we have five versions of the same wide receiver? Where's the 6'4", go-get-it red zone threat? Maybe that's what they need, is just something to scare them straight, to just, we got to try something different. Let's talk about the wide receivers coming up on the other side. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with CDOT. Tune in as Nate Taylor of ESPN joins the show in studio every Friday at 4 on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan. The Drive, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
We're going to have time to take more phone calls, 913-586-7965. Today's show just doesn't need to be me ranting and raving. You guys are an instrumental part of this. I certainly want your voice to be heard. Paul, I know you're on hold. Stay there. I promise you we'll get to your phone call in a bit. And if you want to call in, now's a good time. 913-586-7965. We'll be taking phone calls today to talk about the Chiefs that find themselves 5-5, and they are in a fight to potentially make the NFL playoffs. I want to talk about three players before we get back to the phone lines. Let's start with this. I'm not even mad at this player. I'm mad at you guys. I remember this was maybe 3-4 weeks ago, and I know I was here. We were having a passionate debate about where you would rank Rashee Rice. And I remember saying that I thought the Chiefs had like somewhere between like the 25th and 40th best receiver in the league. And I didn't mean that in any way as a knock towards Rashee Rice. I just think there's a lot of really, really good wide receivers in the National Football League. And the text line was hot. You remember that, Rob? They were yelling at me. Oh, how can you say that? He's a top 5 receiver. He's top 10. Name guys you think are better than Rashee Rice. Stop it. You cannot tell me that you're watching this Chiefs team and feel like they got one of the 5 best wide receivers in the National Football League on that roster. Stop it. You cannot tell me that you're watching this offense and you think that Rashee Rice is one of the 10 best wide receivers in the league. So that's number one. I'm not even mad at Rice. I'm mad at you guys for how you were talking about Rashee Rice a month ago on this show. Top 5 receiver. Remember text line was trying to argue he's better than Amon-Ra St. Brown? Remember I said he was like Devontae Smith? Text line was screaming at me. Oh, Charger, I don't know what you're talking about. Okay, all right. If they don't have a top 5 receiver on their team, let's cut it out. You guys are ready to give him $150 million last week. And I was like, come on now, why are we doing this? Let's calm down a little bit. Why are we doing this? I was vilified on the text line. That's number one. Number two. I don't think people remember this play, but this was actually a really important play in the game. It is 27 seconds on the clock, and the Chiefs have the ball. The Chiefs have 2 timeouts. It's a tie ball game. The Chiefs are trying to get something cooking. They're trying to move the ball down the field. They hit Hollywood Brown for a 13-yard completion. That is going to be a first down. Now, there are two directions that Hollywood Brown can go. He can go left and cut up field, or he can go right and go out of bounds and save that timeout. You guys want to guess which direction he went? He went left. He got tackled. Now the Chiefs have to call a timeout when the Chiefs' offense had momentum. I don't know if the Chiefs score. I don't know. We will never know. But over the course of the game, you could see it halted the momentum. Andy was very demonstrative. You have to get out of bounds there. That's situational awareness. This is football 101. He cut up field and didn't gain any yards. He just stayed in bounds for the sake of staying in bounds. You guys know the play that I'm talking about? It was toward the end of the first half. It's 27 seconds left. It's two timeouts on the clock. Hey, we're putting a drive together to try to kick a long field goal. We're in Denver. We got the highest paid kicker in the league. Let's get a shot. They have to end up burning the timeout. The drive ends up with Mahomes taking a sack. I think that Hollywood Brown play killed him. The last one here before we get back to your phone calls, 913-586-7965. Patrick Mahomes and Xavier Worthy, they don't work. I want it to work. You want it to work. They drafted for it to work. We're a year and a half into this. We're a year and a half into this. I mean, we could probably track it, Rob. We could probably really go back and write down how many deep shots or attempts they've tried with Xavier Worthy. They're like 2 for 19. I can remember like 2 off the top of my head. They had that long one to the Chargers. They remember he kept running out of bounds, or Mahomes would overthrow him or whatever it was. And they finally connected in that long pass early last year against the Chargers. And then they had one in the fourth quarter when the game was over against the Eagles, which was an amazing throw. I can't think of too many more. If you guys can, let me know. 913-586-7965. Can you guys think of another time? Because they certainly try it. Again, I will not tell you that the Chiefs don't try to take chances downfield. They try to take chances downfield. They just don't work. And they work with Tyquan Thornton. They work. I can think of more big pass plays down the field that Mahomes has been able to make with Tyquan Thornton than Xavier Worthy. You drafted Xavier Worthy for this thing. He's supposed to be your deep threat. He's supposed to be your Tyreek Hill replacement, your speedster, take the top off the defense. He is not. I don't know if it's Mahomes. I don't know if it's Worthy just not running those routes great. I don't know what it is, but we're seeing it. It doesn't work. I don't know what else to tell you. Just it doesn't work. They don't have a connection. They don't have a chemistry. They don't have a rapport with each other. Not down the field. Not at all. Not even a little bit. Let's go to the phone lines. Paul called into the show, 913-586-7965. Hey, Paul, I appreciate you holding, man.
Hey, great show, guys. Yeah, I agree with you that Chiefs haven't evolved. If you remember years ago, early in this 2010, a running back couldn't get a $10 contract. They thought the running back was going to be extinct. They shifted the rules a little bit, and now the running game, you have to build that shell in your offense. If you look at teams like Buffalo, who's got Superman up there that runs for 3 touchdowns, Baltimore, Philly with Bradley, the kid down in Atlanta, you run the ball 13 times, you're doing a disservice to your linemen. Those linemen are on their heels all the time, pass blocking. You need them to run out, run some traps, pull those tackles, pull those guards. Those guys love to do that, and the Chiefs haven't evolved, and they can't run the clock off, and you can't keep the other team off the field. And then I'd ask you a question.
Okay.
If we have meaningless games in December, the Chiefs' adverse risk to running a quarterback sneak to get Mahomes hurt, do you shut Mahomes down in December?
No, I'm not doing that, Paul, and I appreciate the phone call. I'm not shutting down Patrick Mahomes. I mean, I still think they got a great chance of making the postseason if you look at their schedule. I haven't completely given up on the Chiefs. Like, I don't want you guys to think that my commentary means that I've just completely given up and I think the season is lost. I don't think that. I think they very much can do it. But to me, we are at gut check time. This is code red. Bright red. Some things got to change. A mentality, an energy has to change with this team. Too many critical mistakes. Way too many critical mistakes yesterday. Almost all the problems that plague this team in the first couple of weeks of the season, and I think we all excuse them away. Oh, well, I mean, you don't have your number one and number two receiver. Of course you'd lose. The Juwan Taylor penalty problem, they have never solved it. At any point in Juwan Taylor's Kansas City Chiefs career, he has been a problem at right tackle with penalties. He is the most penalized player in the league. They've never solved it. And he's a former offensive lineman. How have they not solved this Juwan Taylor issue? It's a problem. I'm not saying it cost them the game. It drastically changed the game. The Chiefs had a 15-yard play. It was called back by a legal formation. There's been no player in the NFL who's been called for more legal formations the last 3 years than Juwan Taylor. That is a coaching issue. We talked about Harrison Butker. Harrison Butker kicks the ball outside the landing zone. Again, you have a chance to kick a field goal. The difference in being up three and being up four is monumental. It gets blocked. A lot of the same problems that we were talking about the first 6 weeks that I think we all just attributed to injuries, not having Rashee Rice or Xavier Worthy being hurt, those guys are back and the injuries are still happening. The Chiefs are as healthy as any team in the National Football League. Sure, Isaiah Pacheco's not playing. It's football. No team has all of their starters. The Broncos don't have Patrick Surtain. They didn't have their middle linebacker. Their running back, J.K. Dobbins, is out for the rest of the year. He broke his foot. The Broncos beat the Chiefs up yesterday. They were the tougher, more physical team. They were able to close. There are no excuses to me. This is the team. They didn't make a trade. This is the team. And they have to figure it out with the pieces that they have. We'll continue to take your phone calls, 913-586-7965. We'll also talk about Patrick Mahomes next. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.